Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome everybody. We're here live tonight. Another Thursday night. Get ready to take communion with me and us. We will take communion together as PGN family and whoever else wants to join in. So be part of that tonight. Thank you for being here with us. We are looking forward to the future and a lot of great things ahead. And God's doing all kinds of things. I'll be sharing them as we go along, you know, during the next few days, few weeks, few months. As God gives me the permission to share everything, it's really, really, really good in many ways. A lot of good things happening. You know, all people really have to do to get blessed is just get born again, right? Just get born again, and when you get born again, learn how to walk in the will of God, right? Walk in the will of God. And if we're not doing that, you know, it's difficult because you end up in all kinds of trouble all the time, right? You end up in all kinds of trouble. And, you know, it's really, you know, it's not that we're, I've talked about how one of my kinfolk told me that he was a powerful man. Recently I found out that he was in his own right. As much as I hate to give him the credit for that, I did find out it was true. But it all worked out, you know, for the good of my growth and that kind of thing. Really did. It's really amazing. And I found out that I'm trying to think, am I a powerful man? Or what am I? You know? And the Lord just keeps reminding me of this one thing. He said, Randy, you're not a powerful man. You're in my will. And if you're in my will, I am your power. I am your protection. I am your strength. I have angels. I have more. Just like Elisha told his servant, he said, you know, when they were surrounded at the city, he said, you know, the servant was really freaking out. Like, what are all these masons doing surrounding us, or whoever they are? There's all these political, all these people. Who are these people? You know, we're surrounded. We don't have a chance. And it's like, in the natural realm, you don't, because you're fighting a giant, right? But guess what? He opened the servant's eyes, and he saw that there was more for Elisha and him than there was on the other side. So it's just, what else? What can you say? You feel sorry for the devil because he thinks he's big and bad, really? I mean, it's like, you know, this whole thing that I've been going through recently, and I wish I could have shared it much sooner with you, but I think it was just better that I kept it between me and the Lord and, you know, for the season, because he did a lot in me in that time, and that's been really wonderful. And I guess we're ready to go to the next level, I guess, whatever that is. But it's really exciting because, you know, I've just grown. I've seen the Lord protecting me, y'all, when I didn't have a chance. I've told you this, you know, over the last few years, the things that were going on. I just knew that I was, if God wasn't with me, I'm going down. You know, that's what I'm thinking all the time. Literally, like, if God's not with me, I'm going down, you know, literally. I mean, I'm not going to boast and say, you know, I could have done it, you know. Are you kidding me? I didn't have a chance. I really didn't. But so what he taught me was, you know, things about how to stay in his will. It's not even just staying in, you know, in the kingdom. And I mean, you know, I don't know. All those words are right on words, I think. But it's just like he made it simple for me. He said, Randy, in your will, you must choose my will every time. When Abraham was with Sarah and called her, his sister, to protect himself and hid behind her apron strings, hiding behind her apron strings, so to speak. You know, I mean, who could blame him? I would have done the same thing. Maybe I might not have even went to Egypt with a good-looking woman like that. I mean, come on. And knowing what could happen. But at least he had the courage to do that, right? He just had a strategy, that the strategy was without what God had told him. Of course, he didn't understand it. He didn't understand, what do you mean you're going to protect me like that? He just didn't quite get it. And so little by little, time after time, after he protected himself again and again and again and again and again and again and again, and again, you know, Abraham was not all that great of a spiritual leader at first, because he was learning how to follow. He was following. And he found out that if he you know, even when he did mess up, you know, when you're first learning, like Abraham was first learning, his will, he began by setting his will. It's just going to be about the will tonight, the human will and God's will. He set his will to do what the will of the Father was, and that was leave his mother and father, right, go to a place that he would show him. And as he chose in his will to go do that, he opened up his will to the will of the Father. Then immediately the Lord said, okay, good job, man. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you, and it's going to be my protection over you. And Abraham's going, cool, man, whatever that means. You know, he didn't know what it meant. You're going to protect me from the demons or protect me from what, you know, exactly. Well, he found out real soon that God not only protected him, but see, when you're first starting out, especially, I mean, I think grace is always with us. But when you're first starting out like Abraham was, you know, he was leaving, you know, the spiritual bondage of his father, who was an idol worshiper. And now, you know, Abraham is doing the opposite. He's serving one God, you know, the Lord God. And so when he did that, you know, he opened himself up in his will, to the will of the Father. And little by little, he learned how to, you know, trust God, mainly because God made sure that he showed him, I'm with you. So as he began, you know, little by little, when we first start, it's not like we have to do everything perfect. It's not about perfection. It's not about our perfection. It's about choosing. It truly is. It's about choosing him. And Abraham saw that God protected him. He got Sarah back. He got a bunch of money. He got a bunch of cattle, sheep, goats. He got servants, everything that they offered him for a peace agreement. You know, like, okay, we find out you're a prophet of God. So, yeah, here you go. He take this, take that, and bless us as you go. Pray for us. Pharaohs are pretty smart. Even Moses, Pharaoh guy, you know, had asked for prayer from Moses a few times. So anyway, so he goes on to the next one, does the same thing again, and protects himself. And then we all know him and Sarah got together, you know, 25 years later. Could you imagine 25 years later waiting that long? And all the growing that he did in between, and he made mistakes. He got Ishmael going on, I think, what, maybe 18 years later, something like that, instead of 25. 25 years later is when he got Isaac. So a few years before that, you know, he got Ishmael going on, him and Sarah did, and that was a big mistake. But you know what? You know, he just made mistakes, just like you make mistakes, just like I make mistakes. And because we make mistakes doesn't automatically get us out of the will of God, right? It takes time for us. We have to because during all the process, Abraham, number one, chose to leave his mother and father and chose to go with God. And chose to, you know, he kept choosing, even though he made mistakes, he kept choosing, just like you and I do. We make mistakes as we choose. We choose wrong sometimes. And it's not like immediately you're out of the will of God and you're subject to the darkness of the world now, and you're cast out of, not to the darkness of eternal hell, but into the darkness of the world, because you keep rejecting God. You know, you rejected God one time, and it's not how it works. A grace is teaching you. Grace is growing you. And so, you know, Abraham made all those mistakes and all those things that went on, and he still kept choosing God. You know, he never really quit choosing God. He was still learning. He was still growing. So, you know, that was a process. And, you know, God rebuked him pretty good a few times. He made some heavy-duty covenants with him, showed up supernaturally a few times when he, you know, had him cut the animals open and lay them out, and you know, he walked between them, and God walked with him, and it was just powerful, some of the things God did with him and God and Abraham. They got to know each other. They were getting to know each other, getting to know you, getting to know all about you. You know, you get to know somebody. You know, God knows. You don't instantly know everything about him. You have to experience him, and in that process, you know, he's patient and he's kind. But when you're serving the Lord and you've been, you know, choose to go the wrong way for a while and keep rejecting God's will, you keep choosing to do everything everybody else wants you to do, your kids, your family. Let's go to this church. Let's go do this thing. Let's go over here and do that. Let's go be part of this thing. And it's everything except what God wants you to do. Everything but what God wants you to do. You choose to do the opposite. You know, it's not that it's not Christian things, but it's the thing. God has a purpose, y'all. And that purpose has specifics in it. And so anyway, so if you keep on resisting his will, then eventually you're going to find yourself outside the will. And when you're outside of God's will, you're outside of his protection. You're outside of his provision. Then he can't, I say he can't protect you. He's not, I don't want to say God can't do anything, but when you get outside of his will, you know, he, just like God can't lie, you know, he says, if you disobey me, you know, these curses are going to come on you. What's a curse? It's getting outside of his will. His will is his blessings. His will is Deuteronomy where it talks about if you obey, what's obeying mean? You're choosing his will. You're choosing to do his word. You know, you're choosing, and what I love about it, it says, if you obey the voice. Let's read that again. I know we've read that a lot lately. Let's read that again. It's really, really important that we get some of this stuff for where we're headed. I'm talking about you for the future, talking about things that I've gone through and you'll go through. A second here. Let me get there in a second. All right. Deuteronomy 28, if you faithfully obey my voice. So what is it about? We talked about this the other night. If you faithfully obey the voice. This is the Old Testament, y'all. This isn't the New Testament. This is the Old Testament. And he says, if you obey my voice, you know, and be careful to obey his commands or his word that I command you today, the Lord God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. But if you go down and you choose not to obey, which it says a little bit later, that all these curses come on you. So what are the curses? Something God wants to strike you with, to take you out? No, it's just that being in his will is his protection, is his provision. It's his way of showing you how he's with you. Because you're in his will. And so you choose to get out of his will and enough to the point where you're resisting his will. And you're resisting his will by going more with your family, by going more with what your human side chooses you to do. And you start doing that on a regular basis. You know, pretty soon you're going to find yourself in several areas of your life being out of the will of God. So okay, I don't want to go into too many details here about what I'm talking about, but I want to get enough where you can grab a hold of it. So obeying his voice, Old Testament, these blessings come on you. What are the blessings? That's the will of God. And so when you do that, you find yourself in protection. You find yourself in that blessing. Let's go. Let me hang on a second. We're going to go again. Sorry about that. We're going to go here. Okay. All right. Let's show you be in the city. Let's show you be in the country. Let's show you be through the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, the increase of your herbs, the increase of your cattle, the offspring cattle, your kneading bowl, your food, your going in and going out. You'll be protected. Lord God will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before your face. Now, friend, this is the area that I'm talking about in Psalm 91 last night. Where we're going to enter into a new phase where we're going to be talking more about, instead of healings and signs and wonders in that realm, which we still talk about that, we're going to be talking more about, hey, man, last night I was out running around, and it's like 20 people showed up in this dark place and came after me, 20 of them. I was by myself. I didn't have a chance. And all of a sudden, they all fell to the ground and started groaning. And, I mean, I saw that. I thought I was seeing stuff. And I just said, well, wow, that's really crazy. And did anybody else see that? You know, like you get some documentation. and of course, you know, nobody's really around to see it. And so you start telling your testimony. Oh, my God, like that was 20 people were coming after me. I didn't have a chance. They were going to take my money. Whatever they're going to take, I don't know. But they weren't being very nice. And God just whacked them. I mean, they didn't die, but they were laying there groaning like they were in pain, like they were being hurt. Oh, my God, what happened? God defeated my enemies. They might have just been. No matter, I don't know what they were doing, but the enemy stirred them up against me, so they became my enemy at that moment. And I will defeat your enemies before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee seven ways. We're gonna start hearing more. I'm sharing some of my testimonies about what's been going on with me. You can believe it or not. I can't prove every bit of it, except Except the only thing I could do with that stuff is I'd just go, in Christ's name, I lie not when I tell you. But, you know, the ways that God has delivered me in ways I've never seen before. It wasn't like he healed my body and gave me a miracle physically, you know, or did it, that kind of thing. But he protected me from people who were bigger than me, great bigger than me, coming after me. I mean, it happened on a fairly consistent basis. It was amazing. And I wasn't expecting it. I didn't know when my father-in-law told me I'm a powerful man. I mean, I knew the man hardly ever talks. And when he does, he kind of just, you know, I don't know, he talks like a mafia man. And I'm not saying it in a bad way. He's a nice guy, you know, a nice guy, a businessman. And it's just, I'm not even saying anything bad about him. He's a great, great, great guy. But at the same time, it's like, you know, boy, did he ever loose some stuff on me. And it just kind of started happening just, you know, through courts and judges and city officials and, you know, just some things. I'm going to tell you the details. Those people, all y'all that are faithful friends of ours and have been given to us financially that have been hearing from God to be a part of BGN, I'm going to be sharing the details with you on that. Because I know that you'll mostly believe me, probably. I think maybe you'll believe all of it. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you personally some of the things, specifics, man. It's my first book, you know, and I'm giving it away, of course. I'm not saying if you write a book, you have to give yours away, but that's what I'm doing. If I'm planting a seed, I want to share it with people how God protected me, how he's watched over me. I mean, it's amazing. Some of the details are, like, unbelievable. So it's like, why? Why was God doing it? Because I'm one mighty prophet of God. No, it has nothing to do with that. It has one thing to do with being in the will of the Father, choosing to prophesy things I didn't want to prophesy, and I didn't understand why I'm prophesying them, and I did it anyway. And that's just one of many things. I just chose to serve the Lord and not bow to people. People are always trying to make me bow to them. You know, you better say this, you better say that, or else. Basically, I'm going, like, I said, man, that's really some tough language. I don't know. I'm not going to do that. You know, I wasn't talking real tough. Like, you know, if I be a man of God, God will strike thee dead if thou talk to me like that again. I would just say, you know, kind of, well, you know, I don't know what you're talking about. No, I'm not going to agree with that, you know, and just, like, stumble around and, you know, just chose to just say what came to my heart. And it happened time and time and time again, especially with family in many different dimensions of family. What was God dealing with? You know, is my family bad? No, they're being used. God is, bless her heart. I mean, seriously, I would hate to be them. In some ways, but, you know, they're good people, very good people. But just out of the blue, it's like, you know, of course, I did provoke some of it. I did expose some sin in the family very privately. Of course, they spread it all throughout the family that I said it, and it made a big deal out of it. But I did it very privately, and just between me and that person, that was it, you know, period. And so they did all that. And then they started acting like I did all that. No, they did all that, and they did all that. But, see, as long as you do things according to the work of God, the word of God, you'll be doing things in the will of God. The word and the will of God are the same, except the word becomes quickened and God tells you what to do, and that's his will, obeying his voice. What happens when you obey his voice? Your enemies are going to be falling before you, man. I mean, I've been experiencing this at levels I thought I would never. I mean, when I realized what was going on, finally got a hold of it, you know, that I just thought, God, this is an amazing honor. A little scary sometimes, a little bit, like, in the back of your mind, you're going, like, in the back of your mind, you honestly, you're going, like, man, if God's not with me, I'm like, going down, and I know it. It's like, how can you fight this? You can't fight this, you know, in my shoes. You know, God didn't allow me to have lawyers out the gazoo at that time and, you know, money and all the stuff to fight it, to fight back like that, you know. It was like, it just was just God in me. It's like I had nothing. I had no weapons. I had no money. I had no really anything to do anything. And I, like, oh, my God, you know, all the money we have is ministry money. I don't have any money myself. So I had nothing. It's like in the dream where I was fighting the giant. I had nothing. Nothing in my hand until a rock showed up, which I believe is a word from God, that side of my hand. And I threw that. And won that battle because the Lord showed up. I was about to be taken down, literally in a dream. I finally connected that dream to what I was going through. My father-in-law told me he was a powerful man. I thought, well, Okay, that equals G-I-A-N-T. He's a giant. He could have said, I'm a giant of a man. And I went, what? I didn't say that I'm a powerful man. That's exactly what he said. And he might have said very powerful. I can't remember. She was powerful or very powerful. One of those two. I'll give him credit. Just said he said powerful. Maybe, I don't know. Anyway, doesn't matter. And so, you know, I mean, things started happening, dude. Y'all, you know, it was crazy. And, you know, I'm going like, you know, at first I was a little bit shook up, going like, somebody's, you know, strategize or something's going on. That's weird. Demons. And then I realized, no, that's my, because the spirit on that judge that I'm talking about was the same spirit on my father. When you look at him, you know, maybe have a little bit of discernment might help, but I think anybody can see it. Maybe, I don't know. You can see the same spirit on them as far as not a demon, but the same spiritual atmosphere in their countenance. The same, because I kept going back and forth comparing that judge to my father-in-law, my father-in-law. And it's like, yeah, I mean, something about them the same. And then little by little, it all came out and reopened. And so then, you know, it didn't stop. It just kept going on in different ways, trying to threaten me, trying to intimidate me. They weren't really trying to kill me or anything. Not yet, at least. But they were definitely threatening and intimidating me with my business. Like when that one guy came to the studio, you know, and we're having fun talking about Jerusalem and Israel. And then all of a sudden he stopped and he said, we're going to put you in jail. I went, it was so weird. I just kind of went, okay, yeah, well, I could do some ministry in jail. I've done jail ministry. They can call it a J-I-A-L 555 jail or something. And, you know, hey, and he just looked at me like I was an idiot, of course, and I probably looked like one. And he just kind of walked off. He never even really looked at the building. See, that's what was so weird. I started looking back. He never even really looked at the building. We walked around and we talked. He never even looked at anything, you know, that I could tell. I mean, you know, he wasn't inspecting nothing, yet he was an inspector from the city of Garland, Texas. So I started realizing, you know, so when I finally got it all together, and a friend of mine, when I started telling him what was going on and how, you know, Julie herself said when her cancer got really, you know, deadly, it was really kicking into her. I think she realized, you know, maybe I've done something wrong or so. I don't know what she thought exactly, but she told me literally, she said, I called them off, talking about, you know, the family. I called them off. So she said, I'm going like, you know, I didn't really respond to it. I just kind of went, I just, you know, it's just like, the guy said, we're going to put you in jail. I kind of like going, this is really weird. It's really weird. And it was just, and then wait till I tell you everything. Oh my God. I mean, it's amazing. It's truly amazing. So I began to see that if you're obeying God, you don't need to be a powerful man of God or a powerful politician or the president or some, you know, man, it doesn't matter. You can be piddly paddly and be nobody. And if you're in the will of God, friend, you got all these blessings on you. If you're listening to the voice of the Lord, not just hearkening to his word, it says, if you diligently obey the voice, not listen to the voice, but do. Jesus said, my mothers and brothers are those who hear my voice or hear my word and do it. And do it. That's the same thing here. It's saying the same thing. And then, of course, observe carefully to do his word or his commandments. So you can see that there's one thing you need to focus on, and that's, here's how you, loving Jesus. Jesus Christ is the first person ever to be the will of the Father. That's what he was. He was the will of the Father. And so when you love, that's why it says love the Lord thy God. That's the key to obeying his voice and walking in his will. Isn't it just trying to figure out how much scripture you can memorize? All that's good and it's wonderful and you need to do it if you can. I'm not really a memorizer of scripture, but just get the word in you. Get the word in you because he is the word. And when he chooses to bring something out of life, he does. So Jesus is the will of the Father. He said, I came to do thy will, O God. And I only do what I see my Father do. And my mothers and brothers are those who hear it and do it. So you start connecting that it's not about how much scripture you know, how much money you've got. I mean, you can have no money whatsoever. A lot of time when I'm going through this stuff, I personally, in my personal bank account, I don't have much money. I mean, you know, not money to do anything. And but you know, the ministry was doing better and better and better, but I didn't lean on that at all. And so it was really amazing to watch how that God allowed me to be, quote, without much, and always blessed and had plenty of what I needed. I don't really need to have things. You know, I never have been like that. I never had really things. I wish I could kind of like things more than I do. I just aren't really that much into things. So maybe God made me that way. I'm not sure it's just a natural thing with me. I'm not sure exactly, but it's not because I'm spiritual or anything. It just has to do with that's just the way I am. It's just me as a human being. I've always been like that. I think my dad was like that too. So I'm not saying it's a spiritual thing that I'm really cool and strong about, right? It's just the way, you know, my dad, like I said, my dad was the same way. He was happy with a little farm and, you know, a little truck to go out. You know, I mean, he didn't strive for wealth. He did want to be a country western singer. That he wanted to be. He did want to be that. So maybe that was his thing. And he tried. And so, anyway, it was all wonderful. But Jesus, friend, that's why it says love him. Because when you love him, you find yourself obeying him. Get away from me, he says. I never knew you, or you never really loved me. I never, you know, so knowing him is like having intercourse with your wife or your husband. You know, it's like a new Adam, new Eve. It's an intimate thing that goes on. And when those bodies come together, friend, and that thing happens, it is communion. Like God made it that way. Though you're a heathen, a Christian, it doesn't matter who you are. The act of sex and with a man with a woman, it creates this bond that just comes as soon as those things come together. I mean, it's just that's the way God made it. And so it's the same thing when we love him, and the more you love him, the more you come together with him intimately and obey him and yield, because in making love, you yield to that person. You're yielding to them. If you're doing things right, if you're doing things like, it takes a while to learn how to love somebody in that sexual kind of way in marriage, but you learn to, you know, you yield to that person. It's an awesome experience. Of yielding to one another and becoming one with one another, friend. It's amazing. It's amazing. And it's even greater with God, right? So in marriage, the more you, you know, come together, you know, I don't say it has to be an everyday thing like some of my kinfolk did, but, you know, however. And keeping the bonded, you know, on a regular basis of some kind. And so it's the same thing with God. You've got to have that intimacy with him, yielding to him. Like it's like when you're having love with your wife or your husband. You know, something happens. It's the most unique thing that a human being could do. In that fact that what two people do together, there's nothing like it. Same thing with God. There's nothing like the beauty of the love of God and yielding to him and placing your body, your life, into his hands. Oh my God. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I know y'all can feel this. I ain't stupid. I mean, I have it all together, but I got some together. I can feel this thing. Y'all feel this thing? This is happening. That's why he talks about, I never knew you. It's not about he's casting you to hell. Now, there is some things where you're never born again. Of course, there's things where people are not born again. They think they're born again, but they're not born again. Of course, there's scripture talk about that. Of course. You know, but once you get born again, you have that ability now and the legal right to make love, if you will, like a husband and wife do in a marriage. You have that right now, and it's not sin. It's now a blessing. You go from before marriage having sex, it's sin, and after you get married, then it's no longer sin anymore. That's just what it's like. And so like with God, it's like give your life to him and dedicate your life and get born again. Now you're legally with God, you have access to the love part of God, and you activate that on a regular basis. And the more you activate it, the more you know him. That's what knowing him is about, friend, is intimacy with him, getting to know him. When you feel like your life is falling apart and you want to run the other direction, and you say, God, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done, you're saying Jesus was letting God, he was making love with the Father. He was having love with the Father when he said that. Because it was an intense, passionate moment And he was like, felt like, you know, running the other way. If this cup can pass from me, little Father, can it pass? And Father, no, you must do this. And Jesus says, okay, you know, I yield to you. Man, what a beautiful thing that went on between Jesus and the Father. It's like they did the love thing three times in one night. You know, I mean, I understand it's kind of crazy what I'm talking about. That some of you, if you're married, you know what I'm talking about. It's like, whoa, that was amazing. What was going on there? Something supernatural was happening, like something beautiful, something, because he was knowing the Father in a sense of yielding himself to the Father in a way he never had before in his life. And it's like, three times, not my will, but thought, not my, oh, yeah, oh, wow, oh, my God. I mean, you talk about beauty and glory. And then from that time on, he walked right into the most suffering that any human being could suffer and did it because he knew the Father those three times in that one night, three times. Wow, the love, the complete love of God poured into him, connecting to the Father in a way, getting to know the Father in a way that he did not know. You know, it's just like getting to know your father, getting to know your husband, getting to know your wife, getting to know them in ways you never had before. Sometimes there's so many parts to us that we need to get to know each part of every person that God allows us to. So anyway, I know I'm kind of going all over the place tonight, but I feel like I'm staying in one area, and that is the will of the Lord. So what is the will of the Lord? It's our protection. It's our provision. It's our food. You know, what did Jesus live off of? Love. Oh, God. He was a man who needed love. That's why him and John were so, you know, brothers and like intimate brothers. They were just like brothers, you know, and very, very close because they both needed love. Jesus loved being loved. He loved being loved. Jesus was one person who knew how to let the Father love him and how to let people love him. He let women love him. You know, he let John love him. He let Peter and James at different levels, whatever level they could afford, whatever level they could, he let them love him at whatever level they could. And friend, that's how you get to know him. So one of these days you're going to say, yes, I know you. I know you well. I know you really, 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 really well. I love you. You're hearing me tonight. Hope you're hearing the Lord tonight. Hope you're understanding what I'm saying, what the Lord is saying to us tonight, how beautiful this is and how glorious this is. By the way, if you want to give the PGN tonight, you can do that. If you don't have the link, I can send you the link if you'd like to have that. If you, there's so many different ways to give. I forgot to mention it earlier. I apologize. For some of our new listeners, some of our new people, you can go to the Cash App and give if you'd like to do that. Cash App, you just have to have my phone number, the ministry phone number, 214-505-8719. And you can give through that way. And also you can give through Venmo, same way, phone number. You can also give through Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, from your bank. It costs nothing. There's no charges when you do that. It doesn't charge us anything either. So it goes right to the ministry bank account. Thank you for that. Or you can give, I can send you the link for PayPal. If you like PayPal, I can send you the link for that. And, all right, I think that's about it. Am I missing everything? I think I am. Yeah, so if God speaks to you to be a part and to you want to give to God through PGN, you can give to God through a lot of ways. Be faithful to God. God says to be faithful to PGN, to him in PGN, then do that. Because you're being faithful to him. It's not about Randy or that. I'm part of it, sort of. I'm kind of there, you know, definitely God called me to start it for a different, for a very cool reason, and we're doing that the best we can. So, all right. All right, if you want to give tonight, you can do that. Let me see here. in a second. All right. Yeah, so if you want to do that, sorry to mention that earlier, to remind everybody. And we're going to take communion tonight. Communion is one of the ways that you commune with the Lord, too. It's all special. Reading the Word, drinking in the Holy Spirit, drinking in the Word. It's all good. There's so many different ways that we have intimacy with the Lord. And we just need to find out how to do it in each venue, each thing that he has offered us, how to enter into that place. All right, so you can go there and in a second. We just may be right back. Okay, we're back. Thank you for being with us tonight. We're going to be sharing with you a lot about what God's been teaching and showing me. You know, one of the biggest things that I think that I've learned in the last few years has been more about, you know, what protects me. I know it's God, but you know what's doing that? I'm you know, in God. I mean, how's God protecting me, and how's that working, and what's going on with that, and how does that work? And you know, it kind of basically came down to one thing, and that is walking in the will of God. You know, does giving money to somebody's ministry that says, I'll pray protection over you, I'll pray the Lord's Prayer over you, I'll pray Psalm 91 over you if you get to my ministry, and they get a powerful anointing. But no, you know what? That can be okay. But the thing is, if you do what God's telling you to do, your protection is not in giving to some ministry that seems to have a powerful anointing to protect people. You know, that has nothing to do with his ways. They're not like that. His ways are that, you know, you walk in his will. Get away from me, I never knew you. You know, people like Paul the Apostle took that young man and told him, he cast him, he handed him over to Satan for the destruction of his flesh. You know, what he did is he excommunicated him from the protection of the church. And so that was really excommunicating him in a sense that when you do it biblically, it takes you out of the will of the Father. And when you're out of the will of the Father, it's just not good. You know, you're not protected. You're feeling fearful and, you know, and, oh, my God, am I going to die today? And you live in this world like, oh, my God, I'm a Christian. I did a lot of wrong things. But, oh, please, God, have mercy on me. And when you mean that, then, of course, you know, you get brought back in. And that's one biblical thing that we talk about often because of the things that were going on with that person. You know, it caused him to try to bring great defilement upon the church. And Paul recognized that, and he said, for that reason, I'm going to have to deal with him in a different way. And so he did. He dealt with him in a very different way. Hang on a second. All right. Keep up with everything tonight as we go. Okay, I'm starting to see what's going on. My two phones take on different things. Like one app goes to my one. I have two phones. I have a business phone and a personal phone. And for some reason, they kind of halfway connect for some reason. And some of the things I get from one app, what people give, go on one phone, and one go on the other. I'm going to have that fixed. And also some of y'all's texts get kind of meshed around a little bit right now. I'm going to have all this fixed hopefully by this weekend to where everything shows up on one phone instead of two and being separate things, you know, different things. Okay, there we go. All right. I just now figured that out because two different things came in from two different phones and didn't show up on the other phone. Wow, that was weird. Okay. Okay. If there's going to be in and out on this, there's no. Know all about you. Okay. I think I'm getting as I come in here. Thank you for that. All right. Yes, I'll share with you three different ways you can give. Go through the Cash App, phone number 214-505-8719. Same thing with Venmo, V-E-N-M-O, another PayPal thing, I think. You can do that, same thing, phone number. Get through Zelle, same thing, phone number. Everything's phone number, except for maybe PayPal. I'm not sure what PayPal is. You have your own account with that, so you'll know that when you get there. All right. So we are checking it out as we go. And all right, so I'm really trying to make sure I cover this well tonight about the will of God. It just became really, really simple for me. And, of course, there are different ways that we say the will of God. The main thing is to love the Lord the God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, and all your strength. And your neighbor as yourself, of course. But love. God works all things together for those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. In other words, his will. So love and called according to his will. And when you walk in his will and his purposes, then you're going to find yourself, you think God's not going to provide for you when you're walking in his will, because his will has to do with what he's doing, what he's having done. And you're doing that, and you're making sure that, say you're not in the ministry, but you work a job, and you take your $5 every week, or $10 every week, or $50 every week, and you give it to your church or your ministry or whatever you're doing, and that's the will of God for you. You think God's going to let you go down? No, it's those who walk in his will he's going to provide for, right? He's going to watch over you. It's a very special thing. People who are outside the will of God, it's like being, you know, in the curse. If you disobey the voice of the Lord your God, all these curses will come upon you, right? And it says real plain what those are. Just the opposite of the other ones. Curse shall you be in the city. Curse shall you be in the country. Your basket, your kneading bowl, and your body, and, you know, everything. Everything that it says the blessing is, because why is it so plainly spoken like that? Because it's saying, when you're outside the will of God, outside his voice and his commands, then you are no longer connected to his will, right? And it's really that simple. So you get to know his word. You get to know his purposes. When he tells you to do something, you do it. Just because you mess up, here and there, that's not the point. Grace is helping you learn. If you're truly wanting to learn and you're truly wanting to obey, you're going to eventually do it. You will eventually do it. So it's not like you mess up once and you're out. If that was the case, we'd all be out probably. Right? We'd all be out. So it's not about that. But it's resisting. When you resist, this day, resist. Do not resist the voice of the Lord. Amen? Do not resist him. And same thing we talked about, he who blesses those who bless you and curses those who curse you. Resisting and cursing is about the same thing. You're starting to resist him. He can't even get anything across to you because you've been resisting him so long, a little here, a little there, a little more, a little here, a little more there, a little more, a little more, a little more. You're resisting him. Pretty soon you find yourself, you're completely out of the will of God. You're still going to church. You're still singing songs. You're still praising Jesus. But as far as what he's telling you to do, you're not doing it. You're out of his will. You're still singing the same songs and praying in tongues like you used to. All right? Prophesying maybe even. Right? You're casting out devils. Get away from me. I don't know you. The love, you didn't do that. You did your own thing. I had some things that need to be done, and you didn't do it. I gave you money to for your stuff and for my stuff, and you didn't, and the stuff I wanted to take care of, you didn't take care of it. Peter, Jesus said, pay the taxes, and he says, go get a fish and catch the fish. First fish you catch, you get some for you and some for me. And that's the way God does it, friend. If you're not taking care of his part, that's the covenant. He's asking you to, I'm blessing you. I'm going to get you. You're going to catch a fish, and it's going to be enough money to pay my taxes and your taxes, Peter. If Peter would have decided, Lord, I'm sorry. I got some more bills to pay. My wife is really on me about this. I got to do this. He goes, So if you keep doing that thing and resisting, then you're going to find yourself outside the will. It takes time to get in. It takes time to get deep in the will of God. It takes time to get out of the will of God. But you just don't want to ever start, right? Don't start resisting. Somebody tells you something you don't like and you get offended, you find yourself resisting. Resisting, resisting, resisting. When you do that, then eventually you find yourself outside the will of God 50% and maybe sometimes 100%. It's not about going to hell either. It's about being protected and being provided for. Amen. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. All right. Oh, what a great thing God's got going on tonight. Thank him for everything he's doing. And appreciate how you guys obey the Lord as God speaks to you to do things, how you do it. We really appreciate it. And thanks for giving. Here we go. All right, give me a second. I'll be right back with you. So if you give tonight and I don't see it, please let me know. What's happening? I got a new phone, and somehow things got mixed up a little bit, and the process of the app sends one phone, not the other, back and forth, and so on. So if you give something and I don't pray over you yet, please let me know, and we will do it. Okay. All right, some more came in. Just a second. Let me get these registered up. Okay. I'm pretty well caught up for now. All right. Let's get ready to take communion. And then we'll pray over offerings and believe God for divine intervention and completion of the will of the Father, that we complete what we started. All right. Get ready. Let's get your communion ready, if you would. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, where Paul kind of tells us about how he got the revelation of that communion for himself and for the people of God. Continuation of not only the doctrine, if you will, of communion and what it means and the purpose of it and what it all stands for, but also the fact that it connects us to, you know, our Jewish culture, and except through Jesus. Amen? Through Jesus, through the real Jewish Messiah. And, the Lord God. Okay, let's take communion, if you would. I'm going to get my bread here and get the cup. And let's believe God together to prosper us in the will of the Father, which means you prosper in everything that you need and more. Paul the Apostle said, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said," let's break it, "take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Amen. Bless your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Provide, provide. Your body provides. Increase, multiply the bread, Lord. All right, let's lift up the cup in the same manner. He also took the cup, Jesus did, after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as oft as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Let's drink, friend. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your body and your blood. We thank you that you loved us. That's what we remember about you, that you loved. You loved and you gave. 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 Thank you for that, Lord God, that you loved and you gave. We remember the love part of you. And in loving you, we knew you. We know you. We knew you. My sheep know my voice. The same word "know" is you knew. You loved me. You let me love you. You let me have a relationship with you. I knew you. I know you. I'm knowing you. My sheep know my voice. Love. We receive the love of Jesus, my Father. Everything that you did on the cross, our healing, the power of resurrection, in Jesus' name, our deliverance. Lord, we thank you for every demon that is subject to the name of Jesus in the will of the Father. The demons are subject to you, Father. And anything, any demon that's hindering the will of the Father and anybody listening to me tonight, in the name of Jesus, I bind you hindering spirits. In Jesus' name, I curse you at the root. I command you to loosen God's people tonight. Get back from them. Get away from them. In Jesus' name, you are not going to rule their life. You're not going to hinder their life. You're not going to interfere with their life. You're not going to keep their life from being in the will of the Father, because they're going to heed the voice of God, the voice of Jesus. They're going to heed the voice of the Lord and walk in his love, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We yield to your love, Jesus. We want you to say, "I knew you. I knew you well. Oh, I knew you really, really well. And you, I knew you really, 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 really well, because you leaned on my breath You drew out of me what you needed from my love. Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you for that love. For the love of the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Getting to know you, Lord. Every time we go through something and we choose you, we get to know you a little better. We give our life to you because we love you. We love the Lord our God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our might, all of our strength, every part of it. Jesus, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We drink your blood. We eat your body tonight in the light of your will, that you are the will of the Father. And we see you. We see the Father. We see the will of the Father. We know that we will desire the will of the Father. Our desires will just be the desires of the Father because we love. Love connects us to the most meant desires of the Father. We love to do your will. We love doing your work. We love doing it, Jesus. Father, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. We hope you're taking communion with us if God allows you to. We tell people to examine themselves, not every time, but we let you know that when you examine yourself, you examine yourself in the light of this. And this is in a nutshell version for me from the Word, is that you examine yourself, not that whether you have any sin or not, but whether you want to get free of your sin. And if you don't want to, and you want to want to, you find yourself, I don't want to get rid of that thing, but I really hate it. Why am I doing it? So I need the want to's. Take communion to get the want-tos. That's all you take communion for, is to get rid of that stuff. Open up yourself to Jesus and let him love you and give you the want-to get free. When you start loving him, you're going to want to be free of it. You need to communicate. Commune with him and say, Lord Jesus, I can't help myself. I need you to help me. That's why I take communion, because we can't help ourselves. But we examine ourselves that we want you to help us, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, and amen, and amen. Let it be done, Lord Jesus. All right. Praise God. All right, let's pray over our offerings tonight. And if you give tonight and I don't know it, please let me know, so I can check it, because I got a new system going on a little bit, so it's a little bit different than normal. If you text me on both phones if you could, for something, for maybe for a show that you're doing, and I seem to be missing it. It's because if I'm on one phone, and that's all I'm watching that day, then I didn't know that they weren't connecting together altogether. So please do it on both phones if you could until I get it all together. All right, let's do this thing. Thank you, Jesus. Making sure I'm all on one page here with everybody. All right, tonight we have Destiny. Destiny asked for $5, asked for prayer for companionship, for relationship. Amen. Yes. Oh, Lord, man was not made. Human beings are not made to be alone unless you're, and I don't know if Paul was necessarily alone. He just didn't have a marriage companionship, but he had a lot of companions, right? So we're made to be with people. We're made to be, and if you're not called like Paul, then you're called to be with a man or a woman, right? Male and female together. That's what God made it. So, Lord, we thank you for Destiny tonight, God. We thank you for opening up the doors to her heart, God, that her heart would, number one, be open, God, and that she would be free to feel like she has, sometimes we're so down on ourselves because of our, mistakes and failures and things that we've had in the past, that we think that we're not, good material. You know, I've thought that. I've had that stuff. I said, well, I feel sorry for the person that married me because I'm just not a very good, person. I'm not a very good human being. And then I got born again, and then I kind of changed that. So I really have something, good, and it took time to work it in there. But I think it'll for destiny, God, that you're working in her heart, God, that she's very valuable. She has many great, a lot of love to give and a lot of friendship to give. And whoever gets her will be blessed, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you to open her up her heart to that. Let her know that she is blessed and that she is, quote, worthy of a human being to be in her life, a man to come into her life, a relationship in Jesus' name, to love her and to bless her and be her friend and talk and share everything together in Jesus' name. Amen. Open that up, God. Hallelujah. Andrea, $5. Thank you, Lord, for Andrea, God. I thank you for the peace that passes understanding. God gives you a peace so you can hear the voice of God clearer, because what we're going to have in the end times, Andrea, is more and more turmoil, more and more fear, more and more trouble. And if that increases, and it becomes, we've always had trouble, the earth has always had problems, but what's going to happen is going to get closer and closer, more powerful, more scary. As time moves forward, and that's why God teaches us about walking in peace. When we walk in peace, those circumstances turn into something that we learn from, something that we grow from, instead of something that we, run in fear over, or we get tormented by it, or we get, we feel harassed, or we get scared, which is going to happen to people. It's Christian people that are not walking in His will. Lord, I thank you for the will of the Father, where she will find peace, and that she's not just doing, nice things and good things and religious things, Father, but she's being led by your voice, living in your will, in Jesus' name, that she's doing that, God. She's come to do your will, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, in every area, God, that she will 100% walk in the 100-fold of the will of God. Amen. On open heaven. Thank you, Sally, for your kind words and for your love, and we appreciate you very much. And there in London, we thank you, God, for your life. We thank you for the victory. We thank you that you're called to victory. Victory is going to be on the inside first, as you know, and the fellowship of the Spirit, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, and walking in the will of God, as we're going to probably talk about a lot tonight, every word, I'm sure, I don't know. But the will of God, what's the will of God? What's the will of God? That he will say, I knew you, I know you, because you loved me, you gave your love to me, you gave all of your love, you loved me with all your heart, your soul, your mind, your will, your strength, amen, and it gave you love for your neighbor, for every other human being. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, that really it's not about every other human being, it's the human beings that we're near. He said your neighbor, and your neighbor is, those that are near you, wherever you go. Amen. So thank you, Jesus, for that and for her neighbor, God, for opening her up to the neighbor realm of love, in Jesus' name, that to help people find the will of God, to help them find it, to help them see it, to help them know it, in Jesus' name, whether it be our children, whether it be our loved ones, whoever they are, God, that if we just bring one person into the will of Father and they stay there, oh, wow, the rewards for that are going to be amazing. And I thank you, Lord, for the reward system for Sally. God, she sees that you do reward those who walk in your will. It is that reward is these blessings shall come upon you in Jesus' name, and she will be blessed everywhere she goes, in the country, in the city, in UK. Yeah. That the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. There's some of Israel right there, but, the blessing of God is to raise us up wherever we are to be a blessing. And that you will raise you up, God, in high places, somehow connected with high places. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Nicole, $17.70. 17 cents. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you, Jesus, for dividing the wealth, God, for the dividing the wealth, God, that she's going to, because, Nicole is, thank you for her love to be precise and be in precision to get things right. To do things right with love, and because of that, you're going to divide the spoils. Yeah, you're going to divide the spoils. God's going to bring you the spoils of being in His will, the spoils of nations, the spoils of the cities, the spoils of the ground, of the increase, the, you know, your body, in Jesus' name, that she will walk in those rewards, Lord, because she has chosen to be obedient, willingly obedient, and lovingly obedient to give to you what belongs to you. Amen, in Jesus' name. And therefore, you will give to her what belongs to her. And nobody can stop that. Amen, it shall be done. Give to you what belongs. It's about the word belonging, Nicole. Belonging, what belongs. What belongs to me? Well, let's find out. God, show us what belongs to us. Amen. I like that. I've never thought about that before. That's really cool. That's interesting. Yeah, that which belongs. There you go. Daryl Paul, that $18.13. Thank you, Daryl Paul. You outgave Nicole today, man. You got to watch it, brother. I'm going to mess with, I don't know why I mess with the brothers more. I don't know. But anyway, thank you, Lord, for Daryl Paul, God. Thank you for the dignity. Thank you for the grace you've given him, Lord, and the humility, Father, to listen and learn. He doesn't just listen to the things he chooses to listen to. He listens to whatever comes his way. He listens and learns. He can learn from anything. He can teach him from anything, a man, a woman, a child, anybody, anything, any situation. He can learn from it, God, and come to the knowledge of truth because he's a searcher for truth, God, and he will find the truth that he seeks in Jesus' name that God has been seeking. Amen. All right, Barbara, $15. Thank you, Barbara, for that. We just bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for the victory with her, God. We thank you for that place of passion, that place of perfection of the Lord, the perfection of the Lord. You know, the perfection of the Lord is simply obeying his voice. And the better we get at that, the more we're in his perfection, right, about obeying his voice perfection-wise. And that happens through love. The more we love him, the more perfect our obedience becomes. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The love and perfection. Wow. In Jesus' name. That's awesome. Have you ever noticed that when somebody loves you or you love them, how perfect they seem to be, even though we know they're not? Yeah, there's something about love, that love wants to please, love wants to do, love wants to, you know, honor and bless and be careful for and watch over and speak the truth to and listen to. Thank you, Lord, for opening that dimension with her in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right, Paulette, $15. Thank you, Lord, for Paulette. Thank you, Lord, for strengthening her heart. God giving her a strong heart where her heart can be strong. Her faith can be strong. When things try to come upon her, you know, just thoughts, people sharing burdens and things being talked about. Sometimes things looking not so good, you know, according to the world. But knowing that as long as she's in the will of the Father, that she's going to be safe, she's going to be protected, she's going to be provided for, Father, and that provision comes to her, Father, from you in Jesus' name. Amen. Strengthen her heart, God, that there's one thing she seeks, and that's the Lord Jesus, who is the will of the Father. Amen. Thank you, Lord, that we love you. When we love you, we find ourselves just desiring to do all the things you want us to do, being right in the middle of your will, God, that her heart be strengthened, God, to love you. And when the enemy comes, the greatest strategies of the enemy, Paul, that is the enemy using people to distract us from loving Jesus. Anything but loving him. Everything but loving him. Because we know, God knows and the devil knows, when we love him, we're going to automatically desire to walk in the things that he wants us to walk in, because love gives you his desires. And we just start desiring those things. It's not just hearing the voice of God every 3 seconds. It's the desire realm. It's speaking the voice of God into our desires. Hallelujah. I loosen that on you in Jesus' name. May you be free to see that in the name of the Lord. Amen. Regina, $20. Thank you, Regina. Thank you, Lord, for being a blessing, God, that you give her a burden for her city, for her state. God, a burden for her city, for her state, for her people, the people that she's around, her neighbors. Like God says, love the Lord by God and thy neighbor as thyself. Loving your neighbor. I gave somebody a word earlier about that. I think it's Sally. kind of a similar thing, like your neighbor, learning how to love your neighbor, like the Good Samaritan. God's given you this thing about the Good Samaritan, being the Good Samaritan to, you know, people. And where other people reject them and don't meet their needs. You know, they may talk to them, they may be around them, but they don't really meet their needs. A Good Samaritan knows how to meet the need and takes care of the person with the things that they need, not just the things that you think they need, but what they really need. And in that sense, a Good Samaritan, truly a Good Samaritan, amen, and take care of the needs of people for the Lord. And he sees that and honors that. Amen, in Jesus' name. And we'll reward you for that, Regina. Praise God, we reward you for that, for those things. And Jesus, I speak over any pain in your body of any kind, any, whether it's a little bitty headache or a little bit of bottleneck, whatever, you know, you smashed your thumb or whatever you did, your pains, in Jesus' name, I speak blessing to your body where you will not experience pain, experience, you know, when things try to hit you, just, you know, whatever it is, that it will just slide off. Teflon, just slide off. Your body will be made whole and remain whole in the name of Jesus and protected and kept because you're in the will of the Father. When you're in the will of the Father, he takes care of you because you're doing his will. Number one, he loves us, of course, but he makes sure and makes it sure that we're making it and that we're doing good so that we can do his work or do his passion, do his desires. In Jesus' name, amen. Cynthia, $22. Thank you, Cynthia. At 22, we thank you, Lord, for, I know you're seeking a relationship right now. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing that and letting her relax and enjoy and know that she's worthy, that she's believable. She is, you know, lovable. You know, she has much love to give. And, God, I thank you for showing her how to give that love and share that love, Father, in Jesus' name. And open up her heart, God, for sharing her life, giving her life freely, Father, in Jesus' name, that she will reap back. When we don't do it for that reason, but we do give our life away so that, you know, there's no strings attached. And I thank you, Jesus, for that revelation in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We cut all those strings in Jesus' name. Amen. Marie, $25. Thank you, Marie. Thank you, Lord, for Marie. Thank you, God, for opening her pocketbook, opening up her ability to save more, to you know, be connected to you know, things that are working, things that are blessed, things that are prosperous, in Jesus' name. Of course, that's the will of God. Whatever the will of God is, whatever company, whatever ministry, whatever people are doing the will of God, we're going to be connected to that. And not only doing it ourselves, but be connected to those. If we're all connected to the people who are doing the will of the Father, you know, not that we can't be among people who are not doing the will, because we're there to help them find the will of God, right? But to be connected to people, to get our strength from people who are walking in the will of God. Okay, that's where our source is. That's where our protection. That's where our provision. That's where our peace comes from, knowing that no matter what, nothing can take me down until I'm finished doing the will of my Father. Then I can be taken. Then and only then. In Jesus' name. Amen. Angela Joy, $50. Thank you, Angela Joy, for that 50. And we thank you, Lord, for the ministry of the Holy Spirit, that God teaching you more and more and more about the ministry of the Holy Spirit, how he functions in the financial arena, how he functions in business, how he functions in, you know, caring for people, being friends with people, enjoying people, and laughing and having fun and being ready to be a blessing to them and share things with them that will feed their feed the God part of them that God is going after, and to nurture them and bless them with the food from heaven, because the food from heaven, they get addicted. Once you start eating good food, you get addicted to that food. You always go back, find a restaurant you really like, you're always going to be going back to that thing, man. Same thing with the good food that we serve from heaven, from heaven for people. When that food is cooked up from heaven and it doesn't have, you know, wrong ingredients in it, but it's got the right ingredients in it, it is going to feed and nurture a lot of people, care for a lot of people. So thank you, Lord, for that with Angela in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, give me just a moment. I'll be right back. Yeah. getting all things together here. Thank you for being patient tonight and being with us. Get one more thing to check here. I'll be right there with you. All right. All right. Thank you, Angela Joy. Thank you, Lord, for Latoria, $10 from Latoria. Thank you, Latoria, for that. And blessing for you, God. We thank you, Jesus, for your protection upon her life, God, your grace, your protection upon her money, her business, her future. That God, you will not allow her to do anything that you don't want, that will hinder her, that will hurt her, that will mess with her. You're not going to let her do anything that, you know, it's not that God can control us in our will, but he really makes it hard for us to mess up because sometimes he knows that we really want to do the right thing, but doing the right thing sometimes is a point of figuring it out, right, and trying to decide what the best thing is. And so he knows that we don't always know that. And thank you, Lord, that you're teaching her, you're protecting her, you're watching over her, and that she will make sure she does the will of the Father. Amen. That she don't let her make anything that will, cause her too much distraction, too much delay in her life, God. Thank you for all that, God. For that's what your will does. It causes us to find our way in you. And what a blessing that is to find our way in you, Jesus. Amen. To keep our path, our feet upon your pathway, in Jesus' name. And, all right. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Do that, Lord. Just do it. Keep it. Watch it. Open it up. Amen. All right. Cheryl from Florida, $100. Thank you, Cheryl, for that. We just thank you, Jesus, for Cheryl. God, we thank you for the will of God for her, Father. Tonight seems to be will of God night. It's like, so thank you, Jesus, that, I know when I started PGN, I was working with my pastor, and I've been there for like 8 years. In the last 2 years I was there, when I started PGN, and I started working for, doing PGN at home. And, sometimes I would leave church early because I, had to come do the show. And, because I didn't start till 9, most of the time church is over about 8:30, so I usually didn't just, but I was working with him and working and building PGN, and when PGN got to the place, I guess God knew that it was time to step into it, I did that. So it's like God's going to show you, the time, when to step in, to things that you're supposed to step into, that sometimes we think we're going to drop everything and go do something, and we're saying, it's like, kind of what I did, not that it's the ultimate way of doing things, but it's just one of the many that I've seen over the years with me. If I want to get ready to do something, he lets me work into it little by little. And, that way, I don't get too nervous. I don't get too overwhelmed. I don't get too busy. I don't get too crazy. I don't get too, so I little by little, about 2 years, something like that, then the Lord should go full time. So thank you, Jesus, for that process you bring her into and showing her how to not overwhelm herself with too much at once, little by little, day by day, every day. If we do things day by day, pretty soon we're going to find ourselves right in the middle of things that we never thought, oh, my God, this is actually happening. This is actually going on. I can't believe this. My Lord and my God, what did I do right to do this? I don't know. But it was a daily thing. So as you daily give yourself to him, as you daily eat his bread, as you daily eat the bread of his will, then you find yourself, you know, being there, all of a sudden just being there. Like sometimes you see scripture where Jesus would be getting in the boat with the disciples and suddenly they were at the other side, you know, like when he got in the boat and it was time, they were suddenly at the other side. They weren't there. They were a long ways off, but suddenly they were there. It's like, that's kind of what it's like. Yeah, when Jesus gets in our boat with us, it's like suddenly we're there. Amen. All right, Chris, $100. Thank you, Chris, for your love for God. You have a tremendous love for God, a tremendous passion to serve God. And I know some of the most frustrating things with me was my passion to serve God, but not know where to put it, how to do it, and where to go with it. You know, so he just led me here and there in different places, different things that I didn't think were all that important at the time, but they were the building blocks, you know, to usher me into what I was going to do. Lord, I thank you for Christian's love. That's the main thing with following the will of God, is staying in love with Jesus. He says, I get away from me, I never knew you. You know, Adam and Eve, Adam knew Eve. It's all connected, the new, the know. My sheep know my voice. How do you know? Because knowing and knowing, K-N-E-W, I knew, know, it's the same word. And so thank you, Jesus, that knowing realm, that love realm, that 100-fold realm, the love realm is the greatest. Faith, oh, I just thought about this. I never thought about this. Drew this right out of me, bro. Faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. 30, 60, 100-fold. Wow. I have to look into that. 30, faith, 60, hope, 100-fold love. Faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is the 100-fold. Wow. I'm going to have to check into that. My God, that's amazing. You're drawing it out of me tonight, man. Thank you, Jesus, for that love ramp, that 100-fold ramp. In order to deal with persecution is really there to make us bitter. That's what it is. But that's when we start walking in 100-fold and start heading that direction. That's why love has to be, love is the thing that gets us there, and love is the thing that keeps us there, because love doesn't let us become bitter in persecution or fearful, because we're walking in the love of the Father. We thank you, Lord, for his love for you, Jesus, for his communication with you, for his daily, every day, the way that you talk with him and walk with him, and he walks with you, Jesus. Amen. And start opening up to divine appointments, God, in Jesus' name, like never before. Amen. Angels intervening in his life. Amen. All right, Donald and Tanya, $106. Thank you, Donald and Tanya, for the fear and reverential awe of God. For walking in that means that we'd rather suffer than disappoint God. We'd rather suffer something, you know, like I love your example where you chose to on Sunday rather than working, and then all of a sudden God honored you. That's probably one of the most beautiful things I've heard in a long time, about how that just practical things of, you know, fearing the Lord, you know, not wanting to disappoint him, and you know, we're not putting our family first, we're putting God first. Then God gives us love for our family. Then God gives us desires for family. It's not that putting family first is an abomination to God. But putting God first, God's going to make sure that we take care of our family, right? So he's going to say, hey, you know, don't work on that day. Don't spend time with it. So it's like, so fearing and reverencing God is what causes us to listen to his voice and do what he says. Amen. Even if it doesn't make sense sometimes, you know, and loving him and being a part of what he says. And so he, you know, tells you to do that and you do it. And so when we love God with all of our heart, he gives us the love or the desire, the passion for what we need to do to, you know, be a blessing to our family. But like with Abraham, when he said, give up Isaac, I mean, what kind of a father is that? To give up your son, go kill your son on a mountain somewhere, way off nowhere? That's crazy. Father God giving his son for a bunch of demonized people, and you know, he didn't see it like that. He was a good father because he wanted to father the whole world. He didn't just father Israel, he wanted to father the whole globe. And when people see that, it changes the way they understand why he gave his son. He gave his son, a father, let his son be brutally beaten and whipped and drugged through all kinds of stuff. A father did, his son. How amazing it is that God did that. And yet it was for all of us. Amen? It was for all of us. And to get all of us. So his son paid the price for it, but the father did it. So anyway, there's something about that thing where when we love him, like Abraham loved God and wanted his favor more than anything, he knew that God was going to provide for him. He was going to protect him. It didn't matter if he was looking like a bad father or not. You know, he was being a good father by doing that. Right? Yeah. So there's the different thinkings and the different ways of God. Wow, I'm going to get revelation on that. Thank you, Lord. The same thing being a mother, Tanya. The same thing. I thought about Hannah today. Kind of like Abraham. Hannah, you know, couldn't have a baby. And not that you have that problem. Thank God. But Hannah had trouble. I mean, after, I think, 16 years or so, she'd been married to her husband and no child. And so, you know, what does she do? She says, you know, Lord, if you give me a child, I'll give him to you. I'll donate him to you. You know, of all things she could have said. But, you know, she gave her only, her blessed God, the son that God gave her. So I thank you that you show Tanya how to move your hand in certain ways. Sometimes moving God's hand says he wants us to dedicate certain things to him, and when we do it, he ends up blessing us. Amen. So show how to do that, Lord. All right, Deborah and Mark gave $74 twice. I missed it last week. Sorry, Deborah and Mark. Got you this week. Put them together there. Amen. $148. Thank you, Jesus, for that. The blessing. I know you guys said you got a motel and you have clients and that kind of thing coming and got all kinds of plans for that. Lord, I thank you for the plans of the Lord that just like our Father's house has many rooms to it. And I thank you, Jesus, they will begin to see that hotel, I can remember, has many different rooms and what all those different rooms mean, what all they represent, what all they have going on in them and how that they're dedicated to God. And each room, you know, is open to being a dwelling place of God where God can, you know, fill that place with your glory and bless them in every way, financially and relationships and people, meeting people around the world, coming there and being drawn to that place to meet you and to meet the Lord and to tell you things that you don't know about God and you to tell them things that they don't know about God. And thank you, Jesus, for that, for opening that up and make it bigger and grow it bigger and larger, God. But they will be host. They will be the hostess. That's like I gave words like that one. The hostess with the mostest. They will host the glory of God. They will host the tabernacle of God. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. And Lord, I ask you to bless that and nurture that and fill that and give them ideas and how to anoint and pray over each room, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Sandra and Robert, $250. Thank you, Sandra and Robert, for $250. And we thank you, Jesus, for their life, God. We thank you, Lord, for their commitment to you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for their faithfulness to you, God, that your faithfulness in them. I see God really showing you his faithfulness, how he's been faithful. You know, in the midst of trial and circumstances that made no sense whatsoever, what's going to go on with this, that God's going to show his faithfulness to you guys so that you can show that faithfulness back to him through people, to ministry, to, you know, people to lost and dying world, wherever they are, that your faithfulness is going to be like God. You're going to be like God. You're not going to be God, of course, you know, but you're going to be like God to people. You know, when they need somebody to be faithful, you're going to be the faithful one. You're going to be there standing right beside them going, we're faithful. God told us, it's like when I pastored, what was it, that the church for 10 years. I was a house prophet of that ministry for about 10 years. And, you know, whatever he needed me to do, I did it. And whatever I, you know. And so where was I going to go with that? I had something I was going to say about that. Yeah, so, yeah, I showed my faithfulness to him. God told me to be faithful to him. And so when I did, you know, a lot of things I didn't agree with him on, but you know what? Being faithful, I kept my mouth shut, and I was being faithful to God. People thought I was a suck-up. They did. I mean, I'm just going to say, oh, yeah, you're so impassionate, so you think y'all best buddies. the good old buddies club, whatever you call it. And I was going like, man, if you only really knew, you know, I said, I love him, but I was dedicated to him because God called me to do that. Right. So I became faithful to him with the faithfulness of God because God had showed his faithfulness to me. And he said, man, I want you to give it to him. I went, okay. And so thank you, Lord, for that great faithfulness, God, and for Sandra and Robert in Jesus' name, and opening up their hearts to those special places of favor with those that God gives you favor with, to show that faithfulness too, in whatever way that is. All right. Terrence and Tanisha gave 260 and then 26. That's 286 altogether, 286. Thank you, Lord, for Terrence and Tanisha, God. We thank you, Lord, for their faithfulness to you, God. Same thing with Robert Sondra, that faithfulness of God. God has really, you know, showed you guys how to be faithful to him. And therefore, that faithfulness that he has showed you, that faithfulness that you, you know, have you come back and showed that faithfulness to him. And because of that, you know, it's ushered you into the will of God. And the will of God has troubles. The will of God has problems. Joseph was right in the middle of the will of God, and yet he was in prison. He was right in the will of God. He was in prison, you know, without purpose. I mean, there was no justice in his situation, and that's what it looked like. But he was right in the middle of God's will because God had positioned him right where he wanted him. And he wanted him close to the throne. He wanted him eventually to, you know, as he was being faithful to God in that prison, to eventually be connected with you know, the butler and the baker, you know, which was what became the connection. You get those connection in those places, even where you're being, where injustice is going on. You know, you seem to, God brings people because of your loyalty to him and your faithfulness to him. That's when he says, okay, I can trust these people. I can trust Terrence and Tanisha. I can trust them. I can trust him. He wants to bring to the place, y'all, where we can trust us with anything. Anything. And when that happens, you end up being like Joseph. That's what happens. You end up being like Joseph. Yeah. Because he's just trying to see if you'll just keep serving him, even you know, the people around you are not treating you right. Like, you know, but look to God. Look into God, being faithful to him. Man, you guys have been doing that. It's amazing. And so God is going to reward you like Joseph. Get ready for that. Amen. All right. Actually, that's my last offering, I think. Let me check and make sure. For the night, it's only about almost 11 o'clock. That may be it for tonight. We'll see here what's going on, if I missed anything. If I missed anybody's offering, please let me know. I think I've gotten them all tonight. Let's go here. Check it out. That's that. That's it for the app. Double check the Zelle. I finally get the bank thing fixed so I can check the Zelle. And I'm checking it tonight. And thank God I did because I saw Latoria's $10 in there, which I wouldn't have seen that. For some reason it didn't show up on there. But I think I've got it tonight. All the Zelle. All of the Cash App. All that, Barbara 15, 106. Okay. Venmo, I don't know, Venmo. Okay, where'd Venmo go? Did anybody give them Venmo tonight? Nikki and Charles. $6 the cube? Okay. All right, there's Nikki and Charles. I just now saw that. Thank you, Jesus, for that one. And no memo on that, so I guess you guys know that. All right, thank you, Lord, for Nikki and Charles. Thank you for that ministry you ministered with me the other night. That was awesome. Nikki, it was really, really great. God was really using you in some things there about the thing about the angel. It was really cool. The Giants. A second. Yeah, about the Giants. That was really, really awesome. And it's one of the things God had shown me because I had connected that in a while back, but and more specifically, just recently. And so it was really cool. And Lord, just thank you for Nikki and Charles. Really thank you, Lord, for opening them up to their place of home, feeling like they're at home, where they have a home, their home friends, their friends at home, their, you know, Jesus said, my mothers and brothers will hear the word of God and do it. So feeling at home with those who do the word of God, who minister by the Holy Spirit, who have divine appointments with God, you know, on a somewhat regular basis. I thank you, Lord, that they have your divine appointments on a somewhat regular basis, God, and their obedience to you, that angels come and, you know, do things. Maybe may not know it's an angel right away, but later kind of go, well, I think it was an angel did that, you know, because angels don't really like to show off. Most of the time, they kind of like hide out in the background and just do their job. The most powerful people in the world are those who are hidden out. You don't really know them. You don't really see them. Like the most powerful things in the kingdom of God are some angels other than the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, or the angels, because they really don't like to be made known. They like to be hidden out. So I thank you, Lord, for that thing with the angels. God was showing yourself to them. As you think with divine appointments, God, that they will know your will, know your purposes, and know that those divine appointments are coming because of their obedience to you, to lay down their life no matter what, to serve you no matter what, to obey you no matter what. And in Jesus' name, to bless them for that and increase them for that, multiply them for that, Father, in every area in Jesus' name, and let them know that your purposes, Romans 8:21, you know, it's about love. God works all things out together who love him and that are called or in his will. Love and the will of God. And how do you stay in the will of God? With love. Love in him. And I thank the Lord that they will always love you, Jesus. It will always be about you and your voice, you and your person, you in relationship with you, Jesus, more than it is about religion and doing what they think they should do, but yielding to the voice of God who has his thoughts are much higher than ours. And we don't always know. Sometimes we can know some stuff. Our thoughts can go pretty high sometimes, and God can take them even higher. But there's sometimes we just can't get it, and God has to specifically show us his higher thoughts. And they will enter in that place, God, with you in Jesus' name, in the higher thoughts. Yeah, the thinking the thoughts of God and higher. You know, God has higher and higher. He lifted me higher than I've ever been lifted before. All right, we are working on the website still. You know, I had a little bit of a delay because of some things going on the last couple of weeks, but I'm trying to get back on it. Y'all pray with me about that. And, rolling along pretty good there for a few weeks and then had a little bit of a thing going on with family stuff. So I think you might understand that a little bit. Thank you for your prayers about all that. Thanks for praying for me. And thanks for praying for my family that, you know, when I talk about people doing things, you know, that mess up, hey, we all mess up. There's no condemnation of anything. But sometimes in telling the stories, you have to tell the human side of it and the spiritual side of it. Human side is usually just humans being human. Spiritual side of it is a whole different thing, you know. Yeah, so pray for me that I'll be able to let God use me to teach people the practical ways of, you know, making wrong decisions and starting to get out of the will of God little by little. The practical ways we can teach people how to stay in the will of God, not get out of the will of God, that's where our provision, our protection is. Amen. And that I will learn how to do that better. And I've gone through some things just in the last few years, but especially the last year with my situation with Julie and not being able to talk about it and that kind of thing has been a different experience. I've had to be quiet about a lot of things in my life, so it's not just that, but it's, it's a big learning thing, big learning thing. So, all right, you guys, it's about 11 o'clock. Get up early tonight. Wow. I'm going to give it a minute here, make sure that I don't miss anything. Go back through one more time and check if any of you guys are sneaking in on me over here. All right, there's Shannon. Shannon's getting the last blessing. I don't know about the last one, but... All right, Shannon, I just saw that. Thank you. Hang on a second. We'll pray over Shannon. I just gave there. Thank you, Shannon, for that 20. And let me see if I can see what you got written in there, if anything. Pray for my wife, and if you see anything, okay. Yeah, thank you, Lord, that, God wants us to have somebody that we can go through hard times with. You know, and we can even disagree, totally disagree on things and still be in agreement. That's one thing about marriage and God-called relationships, that you can be totally in disagreement on things and still be agree to disagree and come into agreement about that. I mean, learning how to agree to disagree is a big thing to learn, right? And so one of the things that I see God doing is being able to, teach you how to be a friend to everybody. Something that was very difficult for me to do, but finally the last few years I've talked about, I've found myself being able to be friends with most anybody. I don't care who they are. I can find myself being friends with them. That was not, I always liked people and was kind to everybody, but never was really, could be friends with them, almost like instantly. And, be laughing and having fun together just within a few minutes, it's just the same thing that I think the Holy Spirit helps me find things that they're involved in somehow, emotionally, mentally, and then I pick around at it, and they like going like, "Who is this guy? What's going on?" It's like then we just connect, It's amazing how God does it. I don't understand it, but God's showing you, Shannon, how to be friends. Just look at every woman and every guy like a friend, instead of trying to find the wife in particular, to find just find people that you enjoy, you can be friends with. And be friendly to them and be friends and learn how to be friends. Like I said, it was difficult for me to do that. Always liked people, were kind to everybody, but never really connected like that. So God's going to show you how to connect and just be friends. Just look at every woman as a potential friend and treat them as a friend instead of a potential wife, instead of a potential, that kind of thing. And kind of take it a different direction to where you can be open up to, four or five women that are friends, just friends. And then, kind of breaking the ice a little bit with the woman thing. And, not that you haven't had the woman thing before, of course, I'm not saying that, but it's like, breaking the ice with this new development in your life, finding, a woman that you can be a friend with and just have fun with and enjoy it without, it being about your wife, and then all of a sudden you're going to find yourself, with your wife. So. It's kind of a new strategy. Actually, I was walking today, and I thought about that with you. I thought, I said, God, how did I get to the place where I could be friends with people, and all of a sudden, a lot of people, how did that happen? And it's like, he just showed me how to be friends, how to have fun and play and, you know, connecting to people's life. You know, if they're pregnant, I said, oh, you're pregnant. You know, and just, you know, and then, or whatever the thing is, their hair, their whatever, where they work. Sometimes the Holy Spirit would just have me say things. I don't know why I'm saying them. They would like go, man, you know, who are you? I'm just thinking about that. Perfect strangers. Because Jesus is a friend to sinners. He's a friend to everybody. And I'm just now finding that out about him. And it was, you know, man, so God bless Shannon with that, Jesus. Show him, God. Show him how to do that. It took me years to find it. I think, God, he will find it quickly to walk in that beautifully and perfectly, God. In Jesus' name, all right, to supply him with the grace he needs to just befriend people, you know, and without it being about, is this going to be my best friend, or is it going to be my wife, or is it going to be just a person that God loves, and learn to just, you know, have a, you know, a distant relationship with somebody, but you got a relationship with them, have a close relationship with them, but it's just a little closer, or sometimes real close relationship, and have those. We don't have to have, you know, 1,400 good friends, you know, we can have one good friend, and three decent friends, and 4 or 5, maybe 20 average friends, you know, and so without having to, every time we go somewhere, we have to spend 30 minutes talking to them. We just say, hey, how you doing? Hey, you're looking fine. That belly's growing. You're getting pregnant. You're more pregnant than you were last week. Yeah, you're looking good. And they say, yeah, it's growing, isn't it? I say, yeah, okay. Have a good day. See you later. You know, and like, you know, like that. Like that. Yeah, so how to communicate with people. And, you know, I know you know how, for sure. Because you're a great communicator. He's going to show you how to connect with that thing with, like I'm talking about right there. All right, y'all, I think that's it for tonight. We pray every Wednesday night for every person. So if you miss Wednesday nights, I take every call. If I have 20 to 30 calls, I take them all, every one of them, in a 2 to 3 hour period. And so if you miss that, make sure you call on Wednesday nights, because I will always take your number, ask you what your name is and what state you're from. And then I will talk to you. So get me on Wednesday nights. Thursday nights is not a night where we talk to people, very seldom ever. Right? Mondays and Tuesdays we talk to people, and Wednesdays all we do is go from caller to caller to caller and prophesy and minister to each person, in case you don't know that. All right? All right. Let's do business with God, and God do business with us. All right. Oh, hang on a second. Oh, Angela. All right, Angela. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Thank you. All right, Angela. Thank you for that $60. Oh, well, yeah. All right, hang on a second here. Okay, give me a second here. All right. Got a couple people just gave. Thank you for that. Angela, South Carolina, $60. Thank you, Lord, for Angela. Thank you, Lord, for that friendship friend with her, God, and the same thing with her, opening her up to communication, the communication skills. We all need our communication skills to be better. Jesus had a way of making friends with sinners, with people who were totally not even, he was totally righteous, totally pure, but he was totally God and totally man at the same time, and he understood how people thought. He understood how people, Angela, he understood how people were. He knew all the different personalities, all the different things, because he made them. right? So we have to ask the Lord to show us how to communicate with people by, and all of our getting good understanding, to understand them as a person. When you see them, you can find out. So if you don't understand them, you're not going to understand them right when you first meet them, unless the Holy Ghost gives you something. But you can start to unfold understanding them a little bit, like starting off with, you know, just talking, chit-chatting, and, you know, and finding out where they're at, what they like. And every time you see them a little bit, you go, I thought about that today. You're telling me about that. I thought about that. You know, here's what I think about some of that. And talk for a second and move on. And, you know, communication. And then find yourself being drawn to certain people and certain things, certain thought processes. You know, the more people I communicate with, the more I find myself broadening my ability to communicate. And overall, there's just something about it. You feed that part of you of communication with God, communication with people. The more we get to know people, the more we get to know, you know, the more we learn how to connect with them, the more we get to know them, you know, at whatever level. Same thing with God. The more we connect with God, learn how to connect with God, the more that we get to know him, because we're learning how to connect with him. And he speaks in some of the most diverse ways. I mean, it's amazing. And I think God's going to show you those things. He can articulate them, write them, and make them a part of your life. Amen. About communication with God and people and all kinds of people. Amen. And then, believe it or not, as you do that and God develops that, it develops your relationship with him too. So it's amazing. Yeah. So, because you're wanting to communicate with people and God wants us to communicate with people, it gives us more and more abilities and insight on how to do it. Right? Like having a burden and a compassion for people. When you have that, it opens you up to how to help each one of them, you know? Yeah. So open that up at a deeper level, Jesus, more than you've ever had before. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Nicole, $1.88. Thank you for that $1.88, Nicole. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for new beginnings, the new beginnings in her life, God, and creating a new life for her, you know, this whole new life to move from the old into the new. God moving you from the old into the new with a new beginning and new beginnings, because we're entering into a new beginning. It's kind of a process. But we're entering into a new beginning. And so to enter into the new beginning that we're entering into now, it's going to be a very special time. And the people that are going to be around us and we're going to be around them are going to be connected to all that. And, so thank you, Lord, for the connections she has to the people. It will be a part of the future, the new beginning, your beginning. In Jesus' name, for friendships, for developing, even the thing with Israel, and what God's going to do in Israel, all the things that are going to happen in Israel, being connected to that, the people with that, and all the people that connect to the people, everybody's connected, and being connected. I see God really connecting you, your spirit, soul, and body, with people, you know, like in the, meeting them, actually shaking their hand, being connected with them for the purposes of God. Yeah. So, amen. Open that up, and make those divine appointments real, Jesus. Where they everything connected is connected to the future, you know, even with the end times. Yeah, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right. All right. Awesome. A wonderful night. I love to pray for people. It's my favorite thing. I know you guys do too. It's just a lovely thing to do. That's why we try to open up shows for people so they can be able to communicate. It's about communication. When you do ministry of any kind, it's really the big lesson is about learning how to communicate at different levels. And the deeper we go with God, the deeper we go with people. Because the more we get into his nature and who he is, the more we dig into the nature of people and who they are. And that's why Jesus could be a friend to sinners, because he could communicate with them because he made them. You know, he understood them. He knew them. It's to be known, to know as we are known. That's it. All right, I think that might be it for the night. Anything else happening yet? I don't know what happened to my Venmo. Where did Venmo go? I don't have a clue. Venmo disappeared. Where'd you go, Venmo? Venmo has disappeared. Wow. Venmo went. Wow. Okay. All right, y'all. I think that's it for tonight. Thank you very much. And we will talk to you Monday. Hope you have a good weekend. Let me know how you're doing. And thank you for your time tonight. Thank you for giving tonight and being a part of PGN. It's really been great. All right, something else is going on. Hang on a second here. There's Venmo right there on that one. Okay, nothing on Venmo. I found Venmo. There it is right there. All right. Fishing on one phone and on the other phone. That is it. Okay, we did good. Had a good night. Good prayer time. I love it. And thank you guys for everything you do, and we appreciate it. We'll talk to you Monday. All right, bye-bye.